53-year-old Harold Wayne Sawyers was convicted Wednesday of distributing heroin that resulted in the death of Wade Dickerson. What makes Sawyers' case unique is that it's the first time Kentucky has successfully prosecuted such a case under the federal statute all the way through to a jury verdict. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Kentucky, Kerry Harvey.
We really hope that the people out there who are engaged in drug trafficking for profit will take note of this sentence and more specifically note of the very harsh penalties involved as a result of this offense.
That sentence includes a minimum of 20 years behind bars and a maximum sentence of life. Rebecca Gross, the stepdaughter of the victim, says her family feels the punishment is appropriate.
By getting one heroin dealer off of the street, there's no telling how many lives we have saved.
Harvey says the change in legal strategy was in response to the outbreak of heroin usage in the state. Josh James, WUKY News.